for investigating his cell phone expenses, Ward 11 Caon. Bill LaDuke is calling for the firing of City Integrity Commissioner David Baghajian. In a motion tabled for the May 28 City Council meeting, LaDuke alleges Baghajian is using his power to harass members of council during his investigations and when presenting his reports. The investigation into LaDuke's cell phone use was prompted by a complaint from a member of the public who requested anonymity. Baghajian's investigation, also tabled for the May 28 meeting, ended up concluding that LaDuke had not breached the city's code of conduct. Baghajian pursued the complaint long after it should have been shot down, LaDuke alleges in his motion's preamble, which notes Baghajian chose to pursue further questions and bring forward the report to council, which is not required when a complaint is dismissed, incurring additional costs. Wrong on both accounts, Baghajian told Sudbury.com. The integrity commissioner denied pursuing further questions after deciding to dismiss the complaint. I do not understand where the councillor got that from, he said, and clarified that he was required to bring the report forward to City Council. The city's code of conduct stipulates that the integrity commissioner shall issue a report to City Council at the conclusion of a complaint investigation, Section 21.10. The only circumstances where I am not to report to council is if I do not conduct an investigation because I find the complaint is not within my jurisdiction, Baghajian said. Even in the case of dismissal for lack of jurisdiction, it is within my discretion whether to do a report to council advising of this. Baghajian's office received the complaint on April 22, according to the report, alleging LaDuke had breached the code of conduct. At question were LaDuke's cellular phone charges, which totaled $2,188 in 2022, which made up approximately 22% of the $9,913 for all 12 members, far exceeding the average of $702. In 2023, LaDuke incurred a cellular phone charge of $1,613, which was 30% of City Council's total expenditure that year of $5,440. Bolstering LaDuke's cellular phone charges were roaming charges due to his spending the winters in the United States. While Caon, LaDuke's cell phone expenses are quite high relative to all other members of council, driven by roaming charges owing to the fact that Caon, LaDuke resides out of the country for a portion of the year, his overall expenses are only fourth highest amongst the 12 councillors, according to Baghajian's report. I also note that there is no limit on how much councillors can incur in cell phone expenses on their city-issued cell phones, unlike other expense items in respect of which there are limits. Council might consider placing a limit on cell phone expenses, but as it stands, Baghajian concluded, there is no misconduct. LaDuke has butted heads with the integrity commissioner in the past. In October 2023, Baghajian censured LaDuke for objectionable and impertinent comments against residents, and for erroneously claiming they filed tampered evidence against him in relation to a 2022 election finances complaint which has yet to reach its conclusion through the Election Compliance Audit Committee. The following month, a unanimous city council agreed with Baghajian to suspend LaDuke's pay for 30 days following his conduct at a public meeting, at which he shared personal information about a city staff member. Baghajian summarized LaDuke's comments as aiming to maliciously, reckless or negligently injured the professional reputations of the two city employees he outed. LaDuke lashed out against Baghajian at the time for mistakenly indicating in earlier emailed correspondence that he was facing a 10-day suspension, which Baghajian later clarified should have read 30. He's supposed to be a professional, LaDuke said at the time. Terminating the city's agreement with Baghajian would include 180 days' notice. The May 28 City Council meeting begins at 6 p.m. and can be viewed in person at Tom Davies Square or live-streamed by clicking here. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.